Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Our mission is to make analytics practical. This is not about abstract theory, but to share true stories of how using analytics helps real-life businesses with real-life constraints make the best possible decisions to compete, grow, and thrive. I'm your host, A.G. Tan. Sadly, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to take its toll around the world. We're dealing with a brand new virus, first seen just 5 months ago at the end of 2019. While scientists have learned a lot in a short amount of time, there are still so many unknowns. For example, how long people who have recovered from an infection will be immune, and when will a safe and properly tested vaccine be widely available? Those scientific unknowns, in turn, drive broader unknowns in society and in business. When will I be able to reopen my stores? Will my customers be able to pay their bills? Will my suppliers be able to keep their plants open? It's pretty dire all round, but that's no reason to give up. The journal Nature reported on April 9th that a full 78 vaccine projects are underway across the globe, with several already showing promise. The scientists who are experts in developing vaccines have their heads down and are working on it. It's what they do. Just like planning and analysis, modeling, data engineering, and data science is what we do. Of course, it can't be compared with what the vaccine developers or life-saving medical personnel or other essential workers are doing, but it's the thing that we know how to do, and it's where we can make something of a contribution, which is helping companies make the best decisions possible in a very uncertain time. My guests today are both colleagues here at Qubit. Justin Croft, who is Vice President of Solution Architecture, and James Sarenson, our Principal Data Scientist. Justin and James have been thinking a lot about the best strategies for dealing with the unknowns caused by this pandemic and are going to share some practical advice for financial and operational planners that will increase the chance of making it safely through COVID-19. Welcome, Justin and James.
Hi, AG.
AG, happy to be here.
We've talked a lot about using artificial intelligence, or AI, to build predictive models to do things like demand planning and price optimization. But AI, as we all know, is fueled by historical data and patterns. And since we haven't lived through 5 years of pandemics, thank goodness, how useful is AI right now? Is it time to break out other tools?
That's a great question, because predictive models that have been working well historically may now be falling short of expectations given what's going on everywhere. But AI can still be extremely useful. In the extreme short term and the outset of the COVID effect, it's going to have some issues because there, as you mentioned, is basically no data to indicate the full impact of COVID. I don't think anyone could have truly foreseen the quarantine or shelter-in-place orders that are happening all over the country and the world. But as we move forward through the crisis, we're going to have more and more data available, and predictive modeling is going to be the most effective way to leverage that data. Use historical data from other disasters or significant events, and maybe find patterns in how businesses are reacting to COVID and seeing what those reactions really are. For example, there might be economic trends today that mimic trends during the 2008 recession, something that maybe can be used as a predictor or an input to a model today. There also could be geographically isolated weather events that occurred in the past that maybe caused store closures similar to how they're closed today. Looking for similarities and things that the predictive models can really latch onto is going to be how we can best leverage machine learning models to predict the impact going forward, or at least use them as reference points.
And I think, James, that strategy is going to be most useful in businesses that are very specific to certain geographies and certain products. Looking at broad results from past events, past natural disasters is going to be challenging. But if you can make it more specific to regions or more specific to certain events or products, you're going to have a better chance of success there.
Yeah, absolutely agree, especially given the quarantine and shelter in place orders that are largely geographic. I mean, it's basically happening everywhere now, but definitely as those social rules start to roll back, it's going to be dependent on where you are geographically. Absolutely. And we also now have weeks, almost months of data after, you know, all this stuff started really happening. So we can also build bootstrap models or new models based on this limited data to predict the short term as well. We can use the knowledge of current events and maybe quantify the COVID effect, things like hospitalization rates or the spread of the virus, things like that that might be able to translate into how many stores are closed or when will they reopen. Since that data might not be readily available, it can also be entered or predicted by a person and fed into a predictive model to inform it that way.
And
all that.
Well, I was just going to add from a scenario analysis perspective, being able to take that limited history that we do have, it's getting better every day, but take that limited history that we do have and run multiple different scenarios. So scenario analysis, I think, is going to be key in being able to do multiple different iterations and what if analysis to say, well, what if lockdowns in this region continue, but they're lifted in these other regions? Or what does it look like if my business continues to be locked down for 10 more weeks or 12 more weeks? And being able to model that at a very detailed level will be critical.
Let me try and just take hold of that to make sure I understand what you're saying. So would this be a scenario? So for example, you know, right now, sadly, as we know, New York has been the hardest hit state. Massachusetts, where I live, is up there. But there are other states in the country for whom this may only just be starting. So if I were, for example, a nationwide retailer or a hospital chain, could I potentially take, you know, New York, Massachusetts data and then use that to bootstrap a model for other parts of the country where I also have operations?
I think you definitely could, AG, by taking the curve of resumptions in business based on certain dates of when lockdown started or when the COVID impact hit its peak, and looking at the trends from those points in time. You can take those curves and bootstrap and lift that concept and apply it to other geographies. And so there, you know, that'll need to be adjusted. And that's a fairly, you know, I won't say manual process, but it needs a lot of attention. But then you need to aggregate up those different bootstrap models that are focused on geographies, because they'll all have different points in time. So you can create a composite that I think ultimately would be very effective.
But agility is key, isn't it? It's always true that businesses need to be nimble and ready to adjust, but now it feels like we're suddenly playing the super high-speed game of dodgeball, and businesses that can get an accurate read on their current situation quickly and then run what-if scenarios from this current point of view quickly will have the best chance of getting through it. So my question is, how quick does a business have to be now? And is it even possible to do it without technology to help?
I think that the technology piece is critical. Most companies are still geared towards an annual budget cycle. And I really think those days are gone. Annual budgets are great. They give you a baseline. But in this situation, they don't give you any information about where you're headed. A lot of companies do reforecast or quarterly forecast or rolling forecasts, and that's great. But even those aren't going to be fast enough in today's situation. So I think here the strategy is really speed up, but also add detail. If you're doing a monthly forecast, great. Come down to a weekly forecast. And if you're doing a weekly forecast, maybe you need to forecast cash or cash flow or sales on a daily basis. And that AG is where technology really becomes critical. You can build an annual budget or even a quarterly forecast in a spreadsheet, but beneath that, you've got to have a great system that helps you do these iterations more quickly and manage that increased level of detail that's going to be so important for businesses going forward.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, especially since the situation really is constantly changing. Every day there's new news stories, whether they're positive or negative, that could have direct impacts on both the short term and the long term, seeing when the quarantine orders might end, and all of that needs as granular an approach as possible.
That's the scary part to me, is how the situation is changing. You don't know what impact the price of oil dropping negative in some cases is going to have to your business. So you need to be able to adjust so much more quickly than you did in the past. But that's where these strategies can help.
But just to play devil's advocate for a moment, is this really about technology? After all, I know my business, I know my suppliers, and I know my customers, and I have a pretty good idea of the impact that closing stores is going to have. Regardless of what technology I have in place, isn't there also value to what I know?
Well, that's fair. That's fair. And so another strategy around this is this idea of leveraging expert assumptions. I'm as big an advocate for data science or machine learning and model-driven forecasting as anyone. But to your point, in this situation, being able to leverage your expertise is critical. As a business owner, as the expert in your industry, as the expert in your business, what you know about the dynamics within the industry, that has to be captured, but then critically, it has to go back into some system. So I think that's where the work is how do we take what an expert knows about the business or the industry and then turn that into meaningful inputs or rules or drivers inside of a forecast?
So the best situation is when you're doing all of it, right? You're not panicking, you're using your expertise and thinking strategically, but then you're also leveraging technology to support all that. So you have all the information at your fingertips, including what-if scenarios and so on, that you need to make the right decisions.
Exactly. And this isn't easy. It's getting harder, but it is possible. And so approaching it with some of these strategies in mind can really help.
Thank you. These are all great recommendations. But this is an overwhelming time, so let me end with this. What's your best advice for a business that is trying to plan right now with whatever resources and tools they already have in place?
I think it's important to remember some of the strategies that we talked about and also think about what makes them successful. Taking advantage of the time now and thinking about how their business looks today and looking forward and seeing what the new normal might look like. So being able to plan for different scenarios and thinking about what the coming out of the other side might be is going to be extremely important.
Just to add to that, I would say more than anything, it's the recognition that you have to change what you're doing. Forecasting the way you were before just won't work anymore. And in order to help your business succeed and remain competitive and survive this period, you've got to change the way that you're handling planning and forecasting. And if it's these strategies, we think these will help you be successful. But more than anything, recognize that you can't keep doing what you've been doing in the past.
Absolutely. And to touch on the point that was made earlier, the most effective systems are the ones that rely on the fusion of technology and subject matter expertise. It's not going to be just one. It's important to use the technology to its fullest to make sure that you're in a position to react fast enough to these changes, but also realizing that the people on the ground and the subject matter experts are the ones that really know the business and know how constant changes are going to impact it. So really focusing on the strengths of each of those aspects is going to be the most important thing.
It's kind of a wake-up call, isn't it? Perhaps there are inefficiencies in your planning processes that you got away with when there was little pressure on your business. Maybe you knew about it, but you put it off to deal with more pressing priorities. But now, suddenly, it's become really urgent to, for example, understand the cash impact of a 20% drop in sales and so on. And it's also an opportunity. If you can get through this better than your competitors, not only survive, but retain the capacity to meet demand when everything gets going again, you could come out stronger than before.
I think the companies who survive will get better at forecasting and planning and enhance their both their expertise, but also their technology and their approach to forecasting to be stronger coming out of this.
That's a great sentiment to end on. Thank you for the conversation, guys. I enjoyed it.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Do stay in touch. You can email us at info@quebit.com or check out past episodes and transcripts at qubit.com/podcast. Until next time, take care.